Next, we have discontent. See also complaining. Means to be dissatisfied. Relentless desire for something more or different. Never lets you appreciate what you do have, but focuses on what you don't have. How true this is. Contentment. Of course, to fight discontent, we need more contentment, which is made up of peace, patience, temperance, assurance, and trust. Holiness can be very helpful to help, again, focus on how much Holy Spirit, seed and substance God has given us, and rather than looking at what we don't have and wishing we could have more of something. Next is anger, another phase of spirit to help fight this spirit, to hate it, to want to get rid of it, and appreciation, which is made up of love, grace, and workmanship, to start to appreciate what we have rather than being discontent and mad about what we don't have. First, we have Philippians 4:11.
I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
And 1 Timothy 6:6.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
1 Timothy 6:8.
And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
Hebrews 13:5.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Luke 3:14.
Be content with your wages.
The big one.